Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to ignatiusbookclub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich.
Spider-Man reference. We got the trailer to drop yesterday. No, it was this morning. I watched it this morning. I'm very confused about the trailer, and I'm very confused about our topics today. So I brought in help. The wonderful laughter and thoughts of the one and only Allison Sullivan.
Hi, Taylor.
How are you?
I'm so good.
That was the most like welcome to a women's podcast ever. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey. It sounds like spirit fingers are happening over here. Well, I mean, I have to balance out your intro. It's so jarring. Jeez.
I just love the image of someone just sitting peacefully in their car. Like, I don't know
right.
What comes on before my show. Does anybody have any idea what comes on before my show? I don't either. I really hope it's like the most peaceful
right.
thing ever.
I'm picturing like coffee spilling. Yes.
I just love picturing that moment. We haven't gotten too many complaints from the living. So Patrick Madrid is before me. He's not too chill, but he's a good dude. But it's still, I mean, no matter who it is, it's
right.
a very, very stark difference from.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I just said stark difference. And earlier I referenced Spider-Man. And Tony Stark found Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
Boom.
That is some dot connecting right there.
I'm really good at this when I do it by accident. Only when I do it by accident. You know what else I did by accident yesterday?
What's that?
Not necessarily
Taylor?
By accident, but completely against my will.
Okay.
I worked out for the first time in 2019.
How'd it go? Can you move? How do you feel?
So I'm very glad I got here before you.
Yeah, it took you a while to get up the stairs, didn't it?
Stairs. So
mm-hmm.
I was at a buddy's house. Not only did I work out, I drove for 7 hours after working out mm-hmm. yesterday. I drove to and from essentially the coast of Oklahoma. The coast? Nope, the border. There's no coast in Oklahoma that I'm aware of. Do they have lakes? No, I digress. Okay.
Oceanfront property.
Oceanfront. No, I can't make fun of Oklahoma. I got in trouble for doing that once. So
okay.
I'm making fun of myself because there's absolutely no coast. But I grew up on the coast. Anyway, I'm very not bright. Is that a good sentence?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, you know tomorrow's going to be worse, right? As far as your immobility.
Oh, I absolutely know. So I felt fine. Worked out. I mean, mm-hmm. like I didn't feel fine while I was working out. Let's just be clear. I was dying inside and outside and
all around
from any of every direction.
All bases and, covered.
But then I got home. I got to clean up. I got packed in my car, drove to the coast of Oklahoma.
Clearly.
Led worship, got back in the car, drove to Fort Worth. Fine that whole time. Mm-hmm. Not sore at all. I get to my buddy's house at Fort Worth. Hey, man, how are you? You know, we do the little bro hug thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, do you want to play some games? So we played some games. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to bring my stuff upstairs and change into some more comfortable pants. And upstairs.
That's when it hit you.
I had to be on all fours.
Oh.
Like, I had to use my hands because my legs didn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. I was using my arms to, like, pull me up the stairs.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
I felt like I was Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant, you know, just, like, pulling myself by my arms. I've got luggage and a backpack. The first world version of The Revenant, instead of, dragging a bear, I'm dragging an iPad and a MacBook and all these things. I could not move. Mm. Absolutely could not move. So I said a couple of things. I said it was the first time working out in 2019. Mm-hmm. That is true. Mm-hmm. It's the first time working out about 2 months. So I got all into this CrossFit thing. Told everybody on the show. I was giving people updates on the Instagrams and on the show.
Yes.
And then I just stopped and no one asked me about it. Thanks for the accountability, friends. Not one single person approached me about it. I sprained my ankle really bad. So I couldn't walk for about a week. And then could not work out for about 3 more weeks. So I was finally recovered after a month. And then I was just lazy for 3 weeks.
Right.
So finally got back into it. And I'm currently dying.
Now, I assumed this was New Year's related, but it's not. This is just getting back into the swing of things.
No, I decided 3 months ago to be a better person.
Sure.
It just hasn't gotten well.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, I'd like some documentation of your pain.
Okay, I will put it on the old Instagrams. I documented this whole thing yesterday, part of this documentation is going to get us into our first topic here. So I was documenting the whole thing before the workout, after the workout. So before the workout, I put out a plea. I asked for people to pray for me. Hey everyone, I'm very very Catholic. Grew up Catholic. I'd like for you to pray for the repose of my soul because I'm going to die in about an hour.
Oh.
And then I realized, like, my Protestant friends don't pray for the reposes of souls because they don't think, your prayers don't do anything after you're dead. You pray for the family. Sure. So I started asking them, well, you have an hour. If you see this in an hour, pray for me because my death is imminent. You know? So I had to change it and.
So this opened up some more conversation.
It did. It did. It definitely opened up conversation. It got me thinking. So because every now and then, like I always see, speakers or whatever. Hey, I'm about to speak. Pray for us. So I do the same thing because that's what you're supposed to do. Right?
Okay. But you don't really want their prayers.
No, I mean, I do. I just don't. It's not coming from my heart.
Okay.
It's just like, this is what Catholics do. So I'm going to do this. That's most of my life, actually.
Okay. Just going through some motions that you've seen some other people do.
Yeah. And most of the time I end up not being able to walk up those stairs because of said motions that the CrossFit trainer is telling me to do. I just do what I'm told. That's what I've been doing my whole life.
Okay.
Everyone that knows me knows that is a complete lie. You tell me to do something, I'm probably going to do the opposite. Or at least 90 degrees different. So it got me to thinking though, because I think intercessory prayer, praying for other people and asking other people to pray for you, might be my weakest form of prayer. Second weakest if you consider offering it up.
Okay, so be honest. If I'm like, hey, will you pray about this? Because I'm pretty sure I've asked you to pray for some things for me, Taylor.
There have been multiple times with very good friends of mine that they have thanked me for praying for them.
Yes.
When indeed I had not.
Right.
Uh-huh. I did not answer your question, but I did.
I'm looking at you very accusingly. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And this brought it up. Somebody thanked me. It wasn't you. Somebody thanked me this week for praying for them.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't. I just forgot.
Yeah.
So my thing for a long time is, if you ask me to pray for you, if I don't do it right then, it's probably not going to happen. Until I go to Mass, and I'm like, they say
if they happen to cross your mind while...
For all these intentions in the silence of your heart, for all the people that asked me to pray for them, but I don't remember any of them.
Well, I mean, that's something.
So, okay, I have questions because I feel like you're better at an intercessory prayer than I am. Is that fair?
The bar isn't all that high.
It's really not. Can you high jump 2 inches?
I can manage. As far intercessory prayer, for me, I feel like a lot of maybe kind of what's keeping you from it is this idea that it has to be perfect, when really I think that the only thing you need is just a willing heart. So, you can manage a willing heart, Taylor. It's not that complicated.
I think I might be the exact opposite of what you think I am. Look at me. I have no problems being not perfect. It's very obvious. I think not being willing, But following through on being willing is one of my biggest weaknesses as a human being in every aspect.
Okay, so
of
it's
my
just
life.
A discipline, a matter of discipline.
Yes, that sounds much better.
I hear you.
Or worse, you're more correct. It's more correct.
Well, then I think you're right. You know, I mean, know thyself, right? So you just said, if I don't do it right away, then it's probably not going to get done. Now, that's not to say that, hey, that's just the way I am and that's not ever going to change. So deal. I mean, you know, that we can always be bettering ourselves. So you've identified, you know, a weakness. But I think that just, you know, kind of stripping it of really intercessory prayer is nothing more glamorous than just kind of pleading with God. I mean, you know, it's just pleading with God with a willing heart. And, you know, I've been actually kind of intercessing. I've felt like, you know, the world and our church. I mean, lately there's just so many things that feel so much bigger than me that I feel powerless against. And so for me, this intercessory prayer for our nation, for our church, it's just all I've got. You know, I don't have anything else. And it's entering into that warfare. And this is just the only way that I know how to co-labor because this thing feels really big. And so we can enter into that spiritual world, whether it's on behalf of our friends over something, you know, small and momentary or something big that, you know, we really feel powerless against. And it's that spiritual realm when things are where things are won or lost. I mean, it matters. So I think that it is something to recognize, you know, that weakness on your part and kind of make it a discipline.
Yeah.
Maybe there's just a little time in the day or time in the week.
I find time to pray, but it's just mostly about me.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
So here's a follow-up question to everything you just threw at me. My follow-up question is, You said one of the first things you said was it doesn't have to be perfect. I don't think it has to be perfect.
Okay.
But how long is it supposed to be?
Right.
So like
I understand where
like,
you're going.
I know like the length of like prayer time in general, right? Everybody's, you know, pray 20 minutes a day, pray 30 minutes a day. Bear Wozniak told me that that we're all posers if we're not praying for an hour a day. Mm-hmm. So apparently I'm a poser. So you ask me to pray for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, we had this event praying up, coming up. Can you pray for it?
Mm-hmm.
So, dear Jesus, how are you? I'm doing well. What did you do for Christmas? I hear it was your birthday. Happy belated birthday. Allison has this event coming up. Will you please bless it? Amen. Like, when it comes to request, I am so...
Okay.
Indoctrinated with like, not indoctrinated, it's probably a bad word, but like, I'm so used to like at Mass when we say our intercessions.
Yeah.
For those struggling with cancer, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. I mean, they said like five words, right?
Right.
So you asked me to pray for you. Like, honestly, what is your expectation for amount of time that I am praying for your request?
I'm going to be honest with you. Not much more than that. I think that I think that we are a people who are obsessed with trying to explain things. You know, and there is no explaining what it is to enter this spiritual realm. I mean, that is a mystical thing, is it not? That's a beautiful thing. But as a people who are obsessed with explanations, we need to know how long do you want me to do it? Where do I need to be when I do it? What words do I need to use? And none of that matters. Why? Because it's about the willing heart. And so in a very sweet and tender moment, you used your time with God our Father to pray for me. And that's a tender thing. And that's what intercessory prayer does also, is that it unites us with each other. How beautiful is that? So I don't know if that answers your question at all, but I think that it's more the posture of your heart than it is time, words, et cetera.
Okay. I have so many like follow-up questions now because like I think for me, and one thing that I've struggled with for my entire life is the power of prayer, right? So you said that all these big things in the church are going on, all these big issues are going on, and you see this bigness, and you are absolutely doing it correctly, and I am not. But it's so hard for me to do naturally. Maybe you're not doing it naturally. Maybe that's the point. To look at these big things and not just be so overwhelmed, there's nothing I can do about it, so why even try?
Right.
And I know that the correct posture is I am not big enough to fix this. I need to put it in God's hands through prayer. But I'm so often overwhelmed by how so many things we have to pray for that I'm frozen and I do nothing. And I know that that's not right. How do I break through that?
Yeah. I think that, you know, when it comes to things that feel so much bigger than us, we keep trying to use the weapons of this world. When really intercessory prayer is telling God what he tells us to tell him. As a way of releasing power. I do. I think that it releases power. And I realize that without eyes to see, that sounds like a bunch of hocus pocus. But, you know, one thing that I've noticed as far as the things that like hold me down and plague my heart is that when I write it down and just look at it there in black and white, there's something about just saying it and getting it out that kind of robs its ugly power. So why not using scripture? That, by the way, is one thing to make your prayers feel a little more. Have a little more substance is using scripture to pray with. And in that prayer, it gives scripture new meaning. And like I said, you know, we're united to one another, but also we're entering into those spiritual realms. And when I was talking about, you know, writing down things that plague me, why wouldn't releasing, you know, whether it's scripture towards someone or something, why wouldn't it work the other way also? We're entering that spiritual realm where things are won and lost. So scripture, I think, is an important part.
It's pretty cool that you bring up scripture, because where this all comes from, I take notes for the show just from my life. My entire life is show prep, right? I've had four scriptures as notes for this. Just all it said was intercessory prayer and four scriptures, like nothing. And it's been at the bottom of my notes for the show for 3 months, because I did a Bible study on this on my phone, and it was talking about the power of prayer, and one of the days was on intercessory prayer, and it stuck out to me because I was like, I'm not good at this. So then I took notes about it and then ignored it until today. So
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
I want to go through a couple of these scriptures, and some of them, they're so similar that it's striking, very stark, one might say. So Paul, in all of his letters, therefore, I too, hearing of your faith in the Lord Jesus and of your love for all the holy ones, do not cease giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in the knowledge of him. He continues going for more and more verses. In Philippians, I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my prayer for all of you because of your partnership with the gospel until now. So in like, I could go on. There's multiple of these where he's talking about, or he is in every one of his letters. Almost, it seems like he's saying that he is praying for them. And I find a lot of, it just hit me. I just find a lot of encouragement in that none of these prayers are super long. It's in the midst of all this other work that he's doing. And he's like, hey, just FYI, I'm also praying for you for these very simple things.
Right. One thing that I noticed about those scriptures is that he's not praying for quick fixes for them, because that's the temptation, right? It's like, I just want this thing fixed. I just want to be out from under this thing. But there is a larger story, and there are bigger reasons, and there are future plans. And intercessory prayer is praying for the farsightedness regarding it all. You know, and in that prayer, it's useless if you don't believe in hope and redemption. So I think that it's really powerful. I think that it's a really transforming thing, and we have to be persistent about it, because what we're praying for is to see this thing the way that God does. That's what it is.
Well, thank you for encouraging me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back through these scriptures that popped up a couple of months ago. I'm going to pray with them. I'm going to put them in the show notes I'm probably not the only one. I think 98% of the audience is a better person than me.
Oh.
But the rest of them can pray with me.
We all need help.
We all need help. And you're my help, Allison. We're going to be right back with my good friend, Mary Bielski, right after this break. Hey, what's up? It's Taylor. I'm here to talk to you about one of my partners over at Catholic Bomb Co. I've got to hang out with them a few times over the last couple of months at all these conferences that we've been going to. Their stuff is flying off the shelves at all these conferences, and you can get yours too. Head on over to fortecatholic.com/beard, B-E-A-R-D. You can get all kinds of stuff. I've got their beard balm. Beard Balm, not Beer Balm. That's a cool thing. We should try that next. I got to smell all the new scents whenever I was at their booth at Seek. The stuff is phenomenal. I got my lips were chapped like crazy. I got lipstick. I did not get lipstick. I got chapstick. Made my lips feel better. The stuff is phenomenal. You can get lotion for the ladies. You can get beard balm and comb and brush for the dudes. I'm getting a new brush here. Just ordered it today. Go check it out. ForteCatholic.com/beard. You can get 11% off your first order. But here's the deal. If you've already ordered, you can still get that 11% off. Just use your spouse's email. Use your friend's email. Use your mom's email. As long as it's a real email account, I got permission from these guys. They said you can use it. You'll still get the discount. ForteCatholic.com/beard. Welcome back to Forte Catholic. I am in a room with Allison Sullivan, who likes to dance to our music.
I wiggle.
I am also joined by Mary Bielski, who is dancing inside of an iPad right now as we look at her. Mary!
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. We've met all across the country. We met in Dallas. We met in Florida. And then a couple of weeks ago, we had dinner to me, you, my wife, and my smallest child that probably shouldn't have been allowed in the nice restaurant we were in, had dinner together. It's nice to see you again.
It's good to see you.
All right.
Good to be here.
We are. Here's the deal. You, my friend, are very, very talented. And I know you're not going to let me say that, so I'm just going to keep talking so that you can't interrupt me. You're very awesome, and you're holy, and you're good at speaking. And so I was like, we have to bring her on. And so I did. That is the backstory that brought us to right now.
It's a good story.
Thank you, Allison. So why don't you tell the good people about yourself?
Well, that's going to take a while. My name is Mary Bielski. What am I going to say? I work in ministry. I love the Lord. I'm seeking his heart. He's doing amazing things in my own heart this year, which is great. And that's it. Like, I'm just an evangelist and a lover of the Lord. I don't know what else to say. I'm single. And I don't know if that really helps. And I have no kids. I'm single. And I love Jesus.
So
am I not supposed to talk about my personal life?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole point of you coming on is we just really want to get you married off. Like, that's the thing. You said you were single twice in one sentence. So
that's right.
We just want to just promote.
I'm trying not to sound desperate at the same time.
Did I mention I was single? So that's why I'm just promoting you. Because, I mean, like, yes, we want people to book you as a speaker. We want people to check out what you're doing. But we want some holy dude to marry you. That's why we brought you on.
Perfect.
Okay, so I also like how you struggled to talk about yourself, which proves that you're holier than me. Because if you asked me the question to tell me about you, like, that's what I'm best at, is talking about me. So it just proves once again that your holiness level is just eons above mine. Allison, where do you lie on talking about yourself?
I don't love it.
Do you love it more than Mary?
I think we're probably about equal.
Yeah, I think it just depends on what you want. Like, I want to talk about what is the listeners want to talk about. Like, yeah, it's great. I'm a speaker, but like, I'd rather talk about what the Lord's doing in our lives and our hearts. And like,
it's a little vague. It's kind of a vague question. I would like something a little more pointed. I feel like I could go on a little longer about something more specific.
Like the things you're bad at, which is what this whole show has been about for me. So I have been quite authentic, I think, this show, because I'm not a very good person. And we just talked about that the whole show. So you, Mary, have been walking through. We got to talk in New Orleans, and God is doing some pretty cool things in your life, especially around authenticity. So how did this come up for you in your life?
You're so great. So we talked a little bit about what we're going to talk about. So it's interesting. Right now I'm redoing my website because 1990s calls and wants it back. And I am not someone like, I know it's horrible. It's the worst website ever. It was like from 10 years ago when I first started out, and I'm not someone who markets myself. God's really been blessing me in people call. So people ask me how you do it. And I'm like, it's purely a miracle. And I think it's just the anointing on my life, because I'm horrible at social media. I'm horrible at the dance and the the perfect filter. Although I have some good filter, you know, I got some good photos on there, but yeah, but like, it's been very interesting as we talk about authenticity, just this journey that the Lord's had me on the last 6 years of just my own inner healing, my own life journey. And then kind of, putting that with ministry and how, yeah, just what God's done in my heart. So I'm excited to kind of relaunch my website, but have more of an authentic, I've just come so far in 10 years. So I'm like, I don't even know where to begin, but like more authentic, gritty, let's talk about the real stuff, kind of vibe, which is interesting. It's an interesting kind of push in. So that's how we're talking about authenticity. Cause I think we have a lot of, we have such a blessing in our church and a lot of great ministers in our church. I tend to be a little, my style of ministry is very authentic. So I pretty much go up there and show my, my wounds, my healed wounds and his glory. And then we keep going. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I spit. Sometimes I get passionate. Sometimes I'm funny. But mostly I want to talk to his glory. And that process is a little bit more messy than I think sometimes the church, reveals. I don't know if you feel like that, Allison, but like, I feel like sometimes we can show the shiny Jesus and like the perfect little answer and this many characters. And I think as I talk about authenticity and the struggle of letting yourself be seen by the Lord, by others, and not being afraid of that. So that's where I'm at. There's a lot to go and unpack in that on multiple levels. But that's why I wanted to talk about what does it mean to be real, particularly in ministry, and what does it mean to be real with each other?
It's so refreshing. It's so refreshing because, you know, in my own walk and in my own desires to be a good representative, I think that a lot of times, representative of the Lord, I feel like a lot of times what can happen is that I have to have this perfect story and I have to have this tied up nice and neat with the most beautiful of bows in order to represent him well. And really, it's honesty that's the most efficient. And I have made so many more friends by talking about the things that I'm struggling with instead of, you know, bragging about the things that I'm good at. And so that breath of fresh air is exactly what the church needs right now. We need honesty. We need vulnerability. We need to go to those dark places and we need to let the light in, expose us, Lord, expose us and keep exposing us.
Yeah. Have you heard of Brené Brown?
Sure.
So yeah, yes. She's like, so I did a number of years of counseling. Hi, welcome. And, so I started doing ministry a number of years ago and Satan kicked my, I don't want to use another word, but kicked my butt in a hardcore way because I had so much shame and self-condemnation and just mm-hmm. not knowing my full identity. And so what we can do in ministry so easily is make the ministry our identity. Sure. And our work becomes about how many likes we have or who's doing this. And so a number of years ago, I actually went to a Theology of the Body event and I went there to learn theology of the body, but it kind of began a healing journey, I guess, in my own life of really battling some of those lies that we have. And Brené Brown, my point in saying a lot is like part of her book, my counselor was like, read this book. It was a number of years ago, but when I started reading her stuff about authenticity, about vulnerability, about the courage to show up and get your butt kicked in the ring of authenticity, and the challenge of that, like has really been inspiring, but I'm not gonna lie. There are moments as I'm writing these blogs, I'm going to try to post some things. I'm like, Lord, do I really say what I really think? Do I not?
Right.
But yeah, it's also fun.
Right. Well, I think a lot of times, you know, we're trying to steal second by keeping our foot on first. It's like, I want to keep the masses happy. I don't want to make any waves. I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but the truth with what's going on with me right here and right now and what God's doing isn't pretty. It's not pretty at all. There's, I think a lot of times everybody needs prayers to end with a hallelujah. And sometimes they just end with a sigh. You know, we might be right in the middle of something. It's not quite finished yet. And that's okay too.
But what's so beautiful about that is like, there's such a place of intimacy there. Like, I think sometimes my closest moments with the Lord, like when my, like during a death in my family or just when I'm in that place of like nothing, it's actually the place where God really meets me, right. You know? And so I think our poverty is the greatest gift.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
We get so much more from the things we don't choose.
Amen.
It's interesting to me because that this topic came up For the show on this first time that you're coming on, because the first time that I saw you speak was at Steubenville Lone Stars. It was probably 4 or 5 years ago or so. And two things blew me away. One was your talk. It was the first time I'd ever heard you speak. You were talking about the Holy Spirit. And like, I don't remember every word you said, but I remember it feeling very real. And so often from stages, from pulpits, we hear the same things over and over again, but a lot of it's like so cleaned up, so perfect pie in the sky that it is unattainable because it is in the sky. And I always struggled with that because like, I can't do that. And then I finally had a youth minister who was like, look, I'm a sinner too. And I mess up and I screw up. And that's part of this. And I saw that in you. And then it was confirmed. I think your talk was on Saturday. Sunday, I was leaving with the youth group. I was coordinating a group of youth ministers who were coordinating their kids. I got them all onto their, all into their bus, and then I was going to drive myself home because I didn't want to deal with all that. So I'm walking by, and there you are, the speaker at this huge conference. And I walk up to you to have a conversation, just thinking, like with most, speakers are busy and they're important. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go thank her for a good talk and then move along. And we had like a 15-minute conversation. I was like, wow, this lady's a person, like a real person, not just a figurehead talking on a stage. And it has stuck with me because now, now I get to be on some of these stages, and it's people like you that have reminded me to be real, not only on the stage, but off the stage as well. So I know you've been making this, you've always been good at it, but you're putting this new emphasis on it. And I want to ask you, like, what do you think how are the results different between somebody giving this, perfectly clean talk and just being real where they are?
Well, I think the answer is that I feel like I'm like blowing the Brené Brown horn of vulnerability. But I think the gift of imperfection is like we give people like the gift of our imperfections is it gives other people permission to be imperfect and in whatever place they are on the journey. And it keeps our eyes on the glory of God and his greatness rather than trying to pretend that we have it all together. So I don't know if I answered that well, but I think it just gives freedom like that we're not alone. And I just think like the more compassion that we have that we're all in this together, we're all kind of, and I've come a long way. Like I really seek, I don't struggle with a lot of the same things I used to struggle with. I don't want to act like I haven't made journeys and I'm not growing in holiness. That's part of it. And sometimes I do have the right, God just shows up and it's awesome. And then other times I like fall on my face. And I think that's just part of that relationship as you're walking with him. But I don't think it always looks like perfectly figured out. Side note, by the way, Hayla, I think I remember that conversation. And the reason why I spent so much time with you is that you complimented me, believe in the Holy Spirit. And in the Catholic Church, sometimes people have a lot of different, I think you were like, thank you. I don't remember much. It's actually, I remembered it after you came up to me when we saw each other recently. And you said, thank you for, I don't know if it was like, I don't even think it was authenticity. I think you complimented the Holy Spirit. Is that right? Is that your memory?
But your talk was on the Holy Spirit. And I said, thanks for talking about the Holy Spirit, because for so often, for years, we've been putting the Holy Spirit in a cage and not letting him do his thing. And you just unleashed the full power of the Holy Spirit. The content of your talk and the direction of your talk,
Well, yeah. So I think that was the other part, too, because that's another area I think sometimes we get a little bit scared. And sometimes I'll be honest, I'm afraid of being too charismatic or too like whatever the term is in the church. It's very interesting. Like, I have to be careful of the fear of man of being faithful to who God wants me to be and not like our little categories of like charismatic. Is that too Protestant? Is that Sikh? Is that this? Is that that? And I love all of these different venues of God's glory. Like God's doing great things in all these different pockets. But sometimes I think we're really easy to kind of put things in boxes of what things are or aren't. And particularly that was the other subject is the Holy Spirit, like particularly is my passion of, like letting that become more central to our journey with the Lord.
So yeah, we have a few minutes left. So why don't you tell us, how is the Holy Spirit, like what have you been focusing on with the Holy Spirit here in the last few months?
Okay, can I be honest? Because we're talking about authenticity. Sure. Dude, I went to an evangelical, so for the last couple of years, I've been going after the Holy Spirit and going after, because here's the deal. The culture that we live in, rhetoric and good talks are not going to do it. We need his power and we need his anointing. And it's not about our gifts. It's, we have to have him and all of him. I am just so convinced that I am just like a hungry, whatever. And so if we had more time, I've gone this little journey with, 2 years ago was the first time I ever went to anything that wasn't Catholic. And I've gone to some kind of prophetic, Holy Spirit kind of things that are happening in the larger scale church. And it's really opened my eyes to the bigger picture of what God's doing right now. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I went to one thing. They had a Catholic track at this big evangelical conference, which is about 20,000 evangelicals. And I've gone off and on when the Lord allows me to. And there are other Catholics that went and we did this Catholic track. But the Lord, Holy Spirit, bottom line, beyond the signs and wonders. And like today, I actually gave a word to someone that the Lord put on my heart at a store. Like, I want to walk in his anointing, but beyond all the signs and wonders, like, I want intimacy. And this conference kicked, like, in a beautiful way, like, wrecked me and just hungering. Like, you know how you get complacent? I'm not going to lie. Like, just feeling like I came there needing hope after just a number of years of ministry, just needing something. And, like, the simple message of the Holy Spirit being about intimacy and staying at his feet. And so, I think a lot of times we think of the Holy Spirit as the signs, but for me right now, I'm hungering to hear his voice. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the best gift the Lord can give me.
It's beautiful.
That was a long answer. Is that too long?
No. It's perfect. It's perfect. I like you a lot, and I want other people to like you as well. You have this website that we talked about. I love your website.
Don't send people to my website yet. Wait till I change it. And then they're going to be like, oh, she's cool. Instead of like, oh my gosh, 1990s. What's up with those jeans?
Mary is cool.
I'm like, the jeans are even wrong. Like, everything is wrong. I think I have the, it's just, don't go to my website.
Listen, that's not easy.
Hold on. Okay.
It's coming up in like a couple weeks. Okay. And then you're going to be like, oh, she's cool. She's awesome. Instead of like,
so
ooh.
Wait for a couple weeks to go to her website for the purpose of getting to know her. It will still be Mary Bielski, BIELSKI.com. It'll still be that. But you have to do one thing right now. You have to do one thing. Go to the website right now, because it's going.
No. I know what you're about to say. You shush it.
It's going.
In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you.
She just shut you down in the name of Jesus.
No, she didn't.
Wait, Mary,
I'm going to mute you real quick. Mary's muted.
Oh my gosh.
You have to go to the website.
I have no part of this.
Okay, wait. You're getting muted too. Everyone's muted except for me. You have to go to the website, because there's a MySpace link. And if you click on the MySpace link, it goes to the closed MySpace page of a woman named Reina Perez. I don't know who Reina Perez is. None of us know who Reina Perez is. It's the greatest thing ever. I had a comedian on who's like, he had a MySpace link on his page as a joke. And this is funnier than that. Good job, Mary. You're back on. You can talk now.
You are going to be in purgatory for way long now.
Oh, just no, waiting. Now? What do you mean now? I'm going to live there for the rest of eternity.
You know what, though? Here's the deal. The beauty of me is that, like, you know why I know the Lord loves me? It's because at the end of the day, I get to do ministry and my website stinks.
you know who else didn't have a good website or social media presence, right? His name was Jesus. His name was
That's
Jesus.
Right.
You're doing great. Mary, we got to go. Thank you so much for coming on. This is not your last time on the show. This was way too much fun. I enjoyed muting you. You'll go straight to heaven now for talking to me. Allison.
I agreed.
Allison, we'll be right back for our final segment of the day. Don't go anywheres. Let's be honest. You need some new socks. We all need new socks. Like, all the socks that I own have like holes in them and then they mismatch. You need to go to fortecatholic.com/socks, S-O-C-K-S, and you can get all of the amazing Catholic socks from Sock Religious. You can also get a nice little 15% off. You can find out how to do that, fortecatholic.com/socks. I am currently wearing my St. Michael socks. They are fantastic, and they make me much cooler than I actually am. If you too have the desire to be cool, you can get there with Sock Religious. fortecatholic.com/socks. Welcome back to Forte Catholic. This is your host, Taylor Schroll. Still in studio with Allison Sullivan. In the first segment, we talked about how I'm not good at praying for other people and need to be better at that. And Allison helped me with that. Last segment, we talked to Mary Bielski about the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's an upcoming event here that we want to promote here locally, but also talk about healing in general, because I think I need some after that first segment. So, Allison, we're going to talk about healing.
Taylor, you talk about healing. Boy, oh boy, I needed some healing after that game on Sunday. Oh my goodness gracious.
Rocco, where did you come from? Who let you in here?
Taylor, I saw Nikki Baby throw that ball, and it hit Alshon's hands, and then I thought, we are in here. We're going to do this again. And then misery.
Alshon.
Absolute misery.
Poor Alshon. So for the people who actually went to church on Sunday.
I needed some intercessory prayer that day.
Yeah, you did.
I had a big need for it.
So your Eagles lost.
I had my water ice in front of me, and I thought we were going to do it. We got the hands to the face penalty, and we were rolling, you know what I'm saying? And then it just all fell apart.
Didn't you serve some time for a hands to the face penalty?
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Sorry. We can't talk about that.
That's still under court sealed order. We can't talk about that.
I was your character witness. It's why you went away.
I'm already hard up enough about the loss. Oh, boy. That was tough.
So people were talking this weekend, Rocco, about there was like a priest who moved up a mass time on Saturday to like 2 p.m. so that people could watch a game. Did you make it to mass this Sunday?
You bet I did. What's been one of my big turnarounds, part of my battle plan for 2019, get to mass every Sunday. I'm trying to pray the rosary a few more times a week. It's tough for me. It's not an easy prayer for me to do. And I'm just trying to, I'm actually trying to pray more for other people too, you know? And
it's really terrifying for me to see
me,
myself
I need
in Rocco.
Healing. Taylor.
Yeah, yes, Rocco.
I told you we had one ground rule for this when I come on, that you don't interrupt me when I'm talking. Okay?
I think we need to go to replay like they did on Sunday. I think you started this whole thing by interrupting me, Rocco.
Yeah, we said that I could do that. I could interrupt you.
No one allowed you to come onto the show. You just walked in and took a mic. I'm trying to talk to Allison. Now she has all this great stuff to talk about healing.
Anyway, I can't,
because she's the expert.
I can't wait to hear about this healing the whole person retreat. Because I think I might have to fly in to Eastwood Airport, and get here for that retreat. Because I need it.
Wait, Rocco, do you not live here? I don't think we haven't gotten much of your origin story.
I live.
He's a mysterious dude.
Live back east. I live back in the city of brotherly love.
I know that the people watching this can't see this.
I've even gone down to Arlington to visit my paisan. Adam Earhart, who's out there now. You know, he moved out there.
I'm so glad you interrupted me. That was just great. It was just great. A great idea. You were pointing south, by the way, whenever you were pointing. I'm from down east. You're pointing at the Gulf of Mexico.
It's all relative, Taylor. Don't try to get too smarty pants on me, okay?
See, you're trying to be better in 2019. You're going to mass. You're saying your rosaries, but you just keep falling for this relativism. We got to talk about this.
You are hopeless, my friend. Hopeless.
You know, I was going to say the same thing about
you. Which is going to be the Eagles' fortunes in 2019 if they get rid of Nick. I'm telling you, I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about it.
Carson Wentz is as good at staying on a football field as I am at intercessory prayer.
Listen, I love that kid. I don't have anything ill will against him. But, you know, I love Nicky. I love Nicky.
He's going to be gone, dude. I'm so very sorry.
Well, speaking of being gone, I got to be gone, and I got to let you talk to Allison about the retreat. Okay, so long, folks.
Where you go?
I'm done.
Where you
go? Right.
Where you go?
See you later. Bye bye.
Rocco, you're a delight. I don't care what they
say. Okay. Bye, Rocco. Allison.
Hi, Taylor.
Had you met Rocco before?
Not in person. Well, not in all his glory.
Wasn't that amazing?
Truly.
I love Rocco. Rocco is my favorite. I was telling you before the show that Rocco is my favorite. I love Rocco. So you, Allison, are behind Rocco.
Okay. I mean, fair.
In favoritism. Mm. But you're ahead of general manager of the station here, Thaddeus Romanski.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know that.
Okay. I appreciate your transparency.
Good. So this is
and your favoritism. This is great.
Yes, yes, yes. Who's your favorite child?
Taylor. Have mercy. No, there's no such thing. There really isn't. There are ones that are easier to parent on certain days or certain times of the day, but no. Do you have a favorite kid, Taylor?
Absolutely. I've talked about this on the air.
That's actually, you're jogging my memory. I actually know this.
Yeah. So my kids are going to need healing after, never mind. They're not going to listen to the show. They'll never listen to the show.
I really hope not.
I really hope not either. I was listening to a Jim Gaffigan book. I bought it yesterday and I finished it this morning because I have driven for 8 hours and it's a 7.5 hour book.
Right.
And he was talking about it. The whole thing was about parenting. Hilarious. I need to get you a copy. I think you'll like it.
I bet I will.
He talks about favorite kids.
Okay.
He's on my team.
Yeah.
Okay. But also being on my team, his kids are going to need a lot of healing as well.
Yeah. It's a lot of fodder for a therapist.
Okay. So we have this healing retreat coming up here locally.
It's going to be really wonderful.
I am so upset that I'm not going to be able to be there.
I am too.
Because, well, you're going to be there.
Well, I know, but I'm upset you're not going to be there, Taylor.
Because of all the people in this town, I'm in the top 1% of people needing healing. It's the first time I've ever been top 1% today.
Well, listen, we all need it. We all need it because this world has had its way with us. I mean, you know, life happens and God is good, but life isn't easy. We all have pain. We're carrying it around. We might be used to carrying it around, but it doesn't mean we should. So this healing retreat is going to be awesome. JP2 Healing Center out of Florida is coming to our precious little town. How awesome is that? They sell out retreats all over the country and they're coming to our town. This is so special.
You know what they say about this town, right?
What's that?
Bryan College Station is famous because it houses the Intergalactic Studios of Red Sea Radio.
Is that why?
That is why. I mean, some might say because of St. Mary's Catholic Center or, you know, like the pro-life movement started here. You know, but I think it's because of us.
I agree that it's a place of revival. I really do. It's a little garden of a town.
I'm not very good at gardening. It's all making a lot
Me
of
neither.
Sense now.
Me neither.
I've seen your gardens.
No, I thought I would. I thought I'd like my hands in the dirt and all that, but no. I'm growing children. I can't grow anything else. That's it.
Wait, did you just make a pregnancy announcement on the air?
Oh, stop that! Taylor Schroll. Okay, listen. Can we talk about this healing retreat?
Not anymore.
Tell everybody when it is, Taylor.
Okay, it is February 7th through 9th. I am going to need some healing after because I'm going to be in Vermont in February. I'm from Southern Texas. I'm going to need healing because it's going to be extremely cold in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
But you people here, yes, and by you people, I mean listeners, February 7th through 9th, the picture is cut off. It says the year 201. I believe it's 2019. It's in a few weeks.
It is.
It's at Christ the Good Shepherd Chapel in Bryan, Texas. To register, go to JPII. Don't put JP2 because then you'll go to a website that doesn't work. JPIIHealingCenter.org to register. So the reason that I'm upset that I can't be there is one, I need the healing. Two, I went to a leadership retreat in Oklahoma City last year, and I went through part of the healing process that comes from the JP2 Healing Center, comes from the people that wrote this book, that are coming to lead these sessions. I went through it with a team that had been trained by these people.
Okay.
But it was for us, for me, it was an evening. It was an evening of prayer and an evening of them essentially talking to me, doing some kind of 2% counseling, 98% prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, it helped me tremendously. And that was just an evening.
Right.
So this is a whole weekend built all around this
healing.
Well,
and they even have 7-day retreats, which I can't imagine. I've done the 3-day and it honestly did feel a little, let's put it this way. I can see how what it is that we're carrying our whole lives long can take a full 7 days. I mean, there's plenty of work to be done. And I don't know about you. I'm curious. And maybe this is kind of a my age person thing, but when I hear the word healing in church, I have a certain attachment to that word, like a certain idea comes up. Does that make a televangelist come up in your mind to you, or not necessarily?
Yeah, it makes the what comes to well, not more. I've gotten better now. Wow, that was great radio, Taylor. Okay, good job, Allison. You asked me a question that stumped me. It used to.
Yeah.
It used to until I started experiencing it in a good way.
Right.
But in college, that's exactly what I thought. And I actually went to a Benny Hinn thing. You know Benny Hinn, the guy on TV that's like, here, I'm going to hit you with my coat and then you'll be healed and then you'll send me money. Right. Mm-hmm. And I went to that and like, maybe we should talk generally. There are televangelists who have plants. So like, you know, they'll ask you, Allison Sullivan, a very able-bodied woman, to sit in a wheelchair. They will pray for you, and then you'll walk up and walk out of the, woo, she's healed, right? So I always doubted everything.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing people that I actually knew were, you know, hurt in some way, physically, mentally, spiritually, and then come out completely changed. And then I experienced it for myself, where it wasn't anything like I got up out of a wheelchair, but a lot of things that I've been holding on to and struggling with forever. It was, for me, it was a huge step. It wasn't complete healing, and I'm a saint now, because that's quite obvious, because I've been doing a radio show for the last year since this happened. But what it was for me was, I feel like in those areas of my life where I needed healing, you know, that story of Jesus healing the guy, and he's completely blind, and then he's like, I can see figures. Mm-hmm. I can see that people look like trees, right? Mm-hmm. And then he heals them again, and he can completely see. Mm-hmm. And like, that's where I am in my healing process, where for a lot of my struggles and sin tendencies and all that kind of stuff. And but going from completely blind and like just darkness to light and not completely clear, like it happened for me. And I know that there's more. Which is why I want to go to this retreat, but alas, I can't.
Well, Dr. Bob Schutz, you know, I've been on the retreat, and Dr. Bob Schutz, who wrote Be Healed and you know, and brings these retreats across the country, is the most humble man. He is such a beautiful soul. And so that image that I was conjuring up, that I had such an aversion to, he could not be the more polar opposite of that. He is so humble, and his prayers are so gentle, and he is so wise. He's a doctor in psychology, and it's a really beautiful weekend. And really what wholeness or healing is, it's wholeness. And it's encountering God, and it's coming closer to who it is that he created us to be, because we live in a fallen world and nothing is how it is intended to be. And people don't love us the ways that we think they should. And we take hits along the way. And whether it's acute pain because of a loss, or it's a, you know, kind of a dull pain because we've believed a lie when we were younger. I mean, there's so many ways, you know, that we've bumped up against each other in life. And he's just such a really beautiful shepherd when it comes to exploring that and finding wholeness and seeking healing and inviting Jesus into those painful places.
I read that book, and just reading it was helpful for me. So I think what this is for is, it's for people who have ever had anything get in the way of them growing in their faith. So
beautiful
people,
right? Know? Yeah, which is everyone.
And because that's what it is, right? Like, it's not just for people, and it's not primarily for people who are in a wheelchair that are going to walk out later. It's for people who have these hurts from their childhood. And like, we all have those certain things in our lives. It's like, I can give everything to God except this, and this, or I struggle with this, and this.
Yeah.
And like, it's getting to those things and trying to find healing and wholeness and light coming into those dark places. So check it out. Go to the website, jpiihealingcenter.org, February 7th through 9th, right here in Bryan, Texas.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
And come expectantly, because, you know, it's easy to think that God is powerful in the heavenly realms on his own turf. But Jesus is Lord, not was Lord and then he died. Jesus is Lord here and now. And so he can affect the here and now. So come and come expectantly.
Yeah. Cool. Amen. We talked about it a lot today. You preached up a storm today.
What?
Most of the time we talk about the stuff that I'm good at on the show. And today we're just like, hey, let's do all the things that Allison just needs to.
Show, please. I insist on a whole show where Taylor is speechless. That's when I want to come on. I love you. What is it? What's our meme?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I need healing. You sent me this meme the other day. It's perfect. Okay. Where'd it go? Allison Sullivan texted me. You call me your millennial, but yet you know how to meme. The most perfect meme ever sent to me about me was you. You is mean. You is rude. You is not anointed. coming from, you know, you is kind, you is smart, you is important. And that's why we love you, Ms. Sullivan. So that is our show for the day. Before we head out, I do want to talk to you, the audience, really quickly, because now I'm done with Allison telling me how to be a better person. I am looking forward to this year of 2019. So I want to ask you, the listener, what do y'all want to see from the show? What guests do you want to see? What topics do you want? What segments do you want? Because this is a show for the people, not of the people or by the people, but for the people. What do you want to see? Also, here's what I want to see from you. I want to see you people, yes, you people, meaning the listeners, to actually subscribe to the show and go rate it on iTunes. Y'all are bad at that. As a unit, y'all aren't very, very good at it. So here's what we're going to do. I have a ton of giveaways from Andy Shaggy Cordy. If you send me a screenshot of you subscribed to the show or you rate the show in iTunes, I will see your name. Everyone that enters into that gets put into a drawing for free comics from Andy Shaggy Cordy, who is a comic book writer. Great dude I met at Seek. And also, he has all of these little drawings that he does on cardstock that are the size of, like, playing cards. I've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've got Star Wars. I've got Saints. I've got it all. And it's all for you. Go to fortecatholic.com/giveaway to find out all the ways to enter. We will be back next week. Bye, Allison.
Bye, Taylor.
Science.
So much fun.
If you listen this far, you get a special song. It means you must have liked something that you heard. I'm making this up as I go. That's why it doesn't rhyme. What rhymes with rhyme? I need some more time. I'm just wasting yours. You are not going to get a word that rhymes with yours because I can't think of anything. But if you're still listening to this, you're clinically insane. And I need you to go review the show. Do it. What's wrong with you? Come on, seriously? You've been listening for an hour today. You've been listening for like probably multiple episodes. I don't know. I don't know your life. But people are listening and people are reviewing the show. Go review it. Be nice. It's 2019. Do something good and nice for someone. And then I'll love you. Yeah.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at WoodhillCommunityCenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit ToyotaOnNicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusOfLexington.com.